You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Ari Fuld, a 43-year-old father of four, was stabbed to death at the Gush Etzion Junction last Sunday. Hila Peretz, a falafel shop worker who was saved by a mortally wounded Fuld, said on Friday that the terrorist deliberately targeted the American Israeli and had repeatedly sought out someone who spoke English before launching his stabbing spree. Security camera footage from the Gush Etzion Junction shopping mall shows Fuld, fatally wounded and with blood pouring down his back, chasing and shooting his attacker, 17-year-old Khalil Jabarin. Jabarin was running after the next target when Fuld and another Israeli civilian opened fire, preventing the continuation of the attack. Recalling the moment of the attack itself, Peretz earlier in the week said she saw Jabarin pull out this big knife that was glimmering in the sun and plunged it into Ari. Next, Peretz said Jabarin began to run towards her with the knife drawn. She ran for her life, shouting, "Terrorist!" I started running down the stairs, but he jumped to try and get in front of me. The man that was killed really saved my life. Fuld, a resident of nearby Efrat, was rushed to Shaare Tzedek Medical Center, but was declared dead shortly afterwards. Fuld's father, Rabbi Yonah Fuld, said, "We have grown and will continue to grow as a result of what has happened, and we will choose life." Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon said on Friday that Israel will deduct tax revenues it collects for the Palestinian Authority for any amount paid to the family of Jabarin. On Monday, Syria accidentally shot down a Russian plane, killing 15 crew members, when its air defenses swung into action against an Israeli strike. The incident was the worst case of friendly fire between the two allies since Russia's military intervention in September 2015. The Russian plane was downed by a Russian-made S-200 air defense system supplied to Syria. The downing of the plane sparked an initial flurry of condemnation from Moscow, which accused Israel of using its plane for cover during an attack and failing to notify the Russian military ahead of time. In a phone call on Tuesday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, Russian President Vladimir Putin absolved Israel of direct responsibility for downing the plane, which he blamed on a tragic chain of accidental circumstances, but warned that Israel should ensure it not recur. After that call, however, other officials in Moscow again strongly criticized Israel over the incident, prompting a high-level briefing in Moscow by the Israeli Air Force. As a result of that meeting, Israel's narrative of the events has been accepted as accurate. In a highly unusual move, the IDF acknowledged the airstrike on Syria and released some of the findings of its initial investigation, which concluded that the Syrian air defense units fired without aiming and did not bother to ensure that no Russian planes were in the air. Israel clarified that its attack planes had left the area before the Syrians fired the missile that downed the Russian plane. Israel notified the Russians ahead of the strike and not a minute before, as Moscow had originally claimed. The Israeli delegates played the Russians a recording of the telephone conversation between the IAF and the Russian Air Force base in Syria before the IAF strike. Improvements may be made to Israel's military coordination with Russia over its operations in Syria. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday warned Hezbollah against attacking Israel, saying any military action by the Lebanon-based organization would be met with a crushing blow. His remarks came hours after the leaders of Hezbollah boasted that the Iran-backed group now possesses highly accurate missiles, despite Israel's attempts to prevent it from acquiring such weapons. Thousands of employees of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees protested in Gaza on Wednesday against forced redundancies as a result of US funding cuts. More than 5,000 people attended the march that began at the Hamas headquarters of UNRWA. Around 80% of Palestinians in the impoverished Gaza Strip are eligible for UNRWA aid, while the agency employs around 13,000 people there. Friday and yesterday saw high levels of violence at the Gaza border with Israel, including several attempts to breach the border fence. Former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert met on Friday evening with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Paris, saying the PA leader was the only one who could help reach a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Ahmed said, alongside Abbas, in filmed remarks to Palestinian television, he is the man. He can do it. He wants to do it. He fights against terror because this is part of his commitment to achieve peace between us and them. The former Israeli leader, who was released from prison in July 2017 after serving 16 months for bribery, said there is no alternative to a two-state solution, and he stressed he believes that achieving such an outcome is still possible. A Palestinian attempted to carry out a stabbing attack outside Jerusalem's Old City on Tuesday evening, just after the beginning of Yom Kippur, and was shot dead by police. The attacker ran at a Jewish man and knocked him over onto the ground, and then continued running towards the police officers while waving a sharp object. The assailant was a 26-year-old from Calandia refugee camp outside Jerusalem who was in Israel illegally. Another terrorist attack was thwarted in Afula last night when police apprehended an attacker whose vehicle was identified after seeing driving suspiciously. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Transport Minister Israel Katz described as an historical moment the first journey of the fast train from the new Yitzhak Navon station in Jerusalem on Thursday to inaugurate the fast line from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, henceforth to be known as the King David Line. However, because of delays in electrifying the rail track from Ben-Gurion Airport to Tel Aviv, the journey only went as far as the airport. The train, which is supposed to link Jerusalem and Tel Aviv in under half an hour, has been long awaited by commuters. Even the shortened maiden voyage was 5 months late. Last night, new information was released saying that fire authorities have not cleared the use of the tunnels for the train, more than 60% of the line. This is likely to mean even further delays. Paramedics from the Magen David Adom ambulance service treated over 1,700 Israelis over Yom Kippur. Like every year, secular Israelis took advantage of the deserted roads and highways. According to a spokesperson from MDA, 228 people were injured and needed first aid due to injuries from cycling, rollerblading, scooters and skateboards, including two children aged 9 and 7 who were moderately injured. The MDA treated 268 people who fainted, or dehydrated or felt ill due to the fast. Paramedics were called to treat 174 women in labour and helped 7 women deliver babies. Tonight, the festival of Sukkot begins, and the temporary booths with palm leaves or bamboo for roofing have been erected in private and public places around the country. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem, wishing all listeners Chag Sameach.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.